Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is time for the Spillover with AD, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, One Love, great locations in Lincoln. Check it out here and across the state. AD, how are you on this Friday morning?
Man, doing good, brother. The voice is a little messed up. Week of traveling, speaking and all that stuff, man.
Yes.
But it's been good, man. Good Friday.
How was Sioux Falls?
I tell you what, big props to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, man. That town,
I love Sioux Falls.
Yeah, I hadn't been there like in 10 years, like downtown proper.
Yeah.
And
they got a great downtown.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Yeah. They did a heck of a job, man. It was for the Bankers Association up there. So great time, bro.
Good
great time. You know what I was thinking about when I was driving? I'm like, man, that's been a beautiful day to golf this afternoon.
Yeah, I know. Yes, there's been some great days this week.
Because I go by that one. What's the one in Sioux City, though? That's right, just north of Sioux City.
Dakota
Dunes.
I played that recently. Last week.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You kept it on the DL, man.
I did. I tried to keep it on the DL. Yeah.
Last time I played that course, oh, goodness.
That course is
15 years ago, maybe?
It is such a beautiful golf course.
It is.
Dakota Dunes used to have a Nike.com tour event years ago. Then that moved to somewhere else, but... It is a sweet, sweet property.
It is a beautiful, and it could beat you up quick.
Oh, yeah. I've been beaten up there before.
Yeah, it can beat you up quick. I forget some of the holes because it's been so long ago, but I remember the first few holes pretty well, but just a beautiful track.
If I have an invite to play there, I rarely pass it up. If I do, it kills me to pass it up.
Yeah.
It kills me. I love that golf course. Man.
Great track.
The Cowboys beat the Giants 20-15 on Thursday Night Football. It's eight straight wins for the Cowboys over the Giants. It was entertaining. Dak Prescott played well. Daniel Jones actually did play well in the game. They didn't win the game. They had five field goals, no touchdowns. But Malik Nabers, he got hurt late. I think he's going to be okay, but he played well in the game.
Wandale Robinson.
Wandale had 11 catches?
Yes, and could have been 12. Woo. There was one. But it would have got called back anyway, though. The one that he secured, dropped, they said it was a fumble, then it was they had Eagle man downfield.
Yes.
So it negated itself regards. But he had a heck of a game last night. I was so happy for him, man. Wish they could have. I'll say this. For Pete Ferguson's mental health, for my guy Jim Edwards, both of those guys went to East. Pete needed that win bad, man.
I need to win badly. I'm playing the Titans on Monday night, AD. And as of yesterday, the Dolphins have not named a quarterback.
They still haven't yet?
It could be Snoop Tyler Huntley in the game.
I thought you meant Snoop. I'm like, Snoop Dogg's playing for Dolphins?
I would prefer
Snoop Dogg.
I would prefer Tyler Huntley because I think he gives the best chance with the bad offensive line to run.
Yeah.
You're a mobile quarterback right now with the way the line's going. Skylar Thompson is not an NFL quarterback. I don't know why they keep going with him. And he's also got banged up ribs. You can't play him. Tim Boyle, we pointed out, in his college career, had one touchdown and 13 picks, and he's made it many years in the NFL. I don't get why.
He collected them checks somehow.
So please, Dolphins, please, just go with Tyler Huntley. If he fails, it's on me. It's on you. We need hope right now. He's the best chance of hope.
Jake, if you guys, this is a, I don't oversay every game's a must win, But this game would do wonders for the psyche of Miami. Yeah.
Well, you lose. The Titans are 0-3. Now, The Titans are not a bad team. They have found amazing ways to lose. Will Levis has made one or two stupid plays every game.
Cost them.
They were up 17-3 on the Bears in the first game and lost the game because of him. Not the defense. It was they had a block punt for a touchdown allowed, and then Levis had two ridiculously bad turnovers.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One was a pick six. The other one was a fumble.
They found ways to lose.
And so, you know, the Packers did, you know, beat them 30-14. They beat them handily. But then the second week, they should have beat that team also. They played. I forget who they played. But the Titans, you know, found a way to lose. So,
still one of those psyche. Teams, you know, and even the Titans, though, it's another team that needs a win pretty bad. They need a win.
They were trying to win now. They had, you know, they got Calvin Ridley this offseason. They got some expensive cornerbacks. Mm-hmm. They spent money this offseason. Yeah. But our game tomorrow... AD, Nebraska at Purdue. You know, I was looking at the forecast during the break. It's going to rain all day today. I think by game time, it appears to be mostly cleaned up tomorrow, cleared up. Okay. It rained in the morning, but I think by 10 or 11, it says chance of rain is going way down. It looked like a pretty nice day, 74 degrees. So I don't think that rain will play a factor as of right now into tomorrow's game. But Huskers right now, AD, are a 10-point favorite. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about tomorrow? Are you nervous? Are you confident? Where do you stand on Nebraska-Purdue?
I'll say like I was last week against Illinois. I said I was concerned against Illinois is what I said. I'm concerned. And, unfortunately, that turned out to be true. That's out of the way now. But I would still say I'm concerned because this is a young team, man. You know, I was talking to a guy. There's a lot of Husker fans up in Sioux Falls as well, the Dakotas. And he just mentioned, he goes, man, but they give up so many yards. They do this, they do that. I said, this team is still finding out who they are, man.
Yes, they are.
This team is still finding out who they are. This is a team that has not been on the road yet. In Purdue, coach, they're just a team. Nebraska can't look by anybody. Just no one. They just simply can't. I'll tell my score during later in the show, but. Jake, I expect it to be a closer game than some people think, man.
I'll give my prediction now since we're about to wrap this up. I have it being very close, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope I have Nebraska winning. Let's go with that.
Yes.
I've said it all week long, 24-20 Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people are thinking, oh, it could be a 34-10 route. I hope that you're right.
I hope that
you are right. But Nebraska prove again, I know they proved the first three games they could do it. Then they came back to earth last week against Illinois. If you can prove you can overcome a bad loss and go on the road and beat a team that you should beat and not have ridiculous turnovers or just a botched play defensively,
right?
I can't pick it until you do it. So that's why I know they struggle in close games, but I will say Nebraska is the better team. They should win the game, but an uncomfortably close game goes all four quarters to the end. 24-20 Nebraska.
I
pray that it is much bigger than that.
You know, it's I'm hoping the same thing, man. I really am. I hope they beat the brakes off of them. But like I said, I'm going to what? Because think about this: Nebraska's already proven they can beat teams they're supposed to. Because we did that in the first three games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I just think it'll be closer than what I'd like. Put it that way. But I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
Yep. I hope you're right as well. Before we get out of here, I want to give a giveaway real quick, AD. How about that?
How about
a giveaway? So tonight and tomorrow at Haymarket Park, our friends at Blur Events we saw last week at the party before the Illinois game, they've got Sip Nebraska. It's an all-you-can-eat all-you-can-drink festival for Nebraska wines, beers, distilleries, all that stuff at Haymarket Park.
Uh-huh.
4 to 9 p.m. tonight, and tomorrow it's 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Oh,
at Haymarket.
Wow.
So you can watch the Nebraska game at Haymarket Park. So,
oh, that'll be sweet.
Caller 5. I'll get this out there. Caller 5 right now at 402-464-5685. I'll give you a two-pack. I'll give you two tickets. Actually, I'll give you a four-pack. Four-pack of tickets. You choose if you want tonight or tomorrow.
I've got both.
So if you want tonight's tickets for SIP Nebraska, these are free. It's a four-pack. All you can drink out there. 4 to 9 p.m. tonight, 11 to 9 tomorrow. If you want to buy tickets, also go to blurevents.com.
That'd be a great event.
It's fun. So check
weather will be beautiful too, man.
Caller 5 right now. Rico will get your information, and we'll get the info to you. But that's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon Green is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you for the pregame show at 8 a.m. tomorrow. See you.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.